This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Despite huge infection risks, millions of Hindu pilgrims in India gathered on the banks of the Ganges River for the start of an enormous pilgrimage and festival. India has the second highest number of coronavirus infections in the world. China reports its first virus death in 8 months as 10 World Health Organization scientists land in the country on a mission to examine the origins of the pandemic. Pope Francis has received his first jab of the coronavirus vaccine, with Italian media saying it was the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. A British study finds healthcare workers who have had the virus are still largely protected against it for at least 5 months, though some still could carry and transmit it. Official data shows more than 10 million people have received their first shot in the United States, even as the country trails behind its targets. Spain registers a record daily number of cases at nearly 39,000. Turkey starts vaccinating with China's Sinovac jab. Despite conflicting data about its efficacy, the African Union says it has secured 270 million jabs for the continent. The continent has a population of 1.2 billion people. The pandemic has killed more than 1.9 million people worldwide, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. is the country most affected in terms of deaths, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. In terms of cases, the U.S., again, still the worst infected, followed by India, Brazil, Russia, and Britain.